on Tuesday. If I were the DA, if I were to advise him, and I'm not a lawyer, I'm a political strategist, but I would give him every courtesy that I could. I would not, certainly not handcuff him. David's right. I think he would love that picture. I would make very sure that that booking photo is not released. He would turn it into T-shirts and he'd turn himself into Che Guevara there as an iconic image. I would just make sure that this goes down smoothly and that he is not made a spectacle of on Tuesday, because that will all play in, that would all play into his public relations strategy there.
Right, and the martyrdom that David Ehrenberg was referring to, that Trump is hoping to have. David Ehrenberg and Axelrod, thank you to both of you.
All right, welcome back. It is Monday. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. A lot going on. Let's get right into it. That was CNN. You think they're showing their hand a little bit? they're concerned that this could potentially help Trump. And I think all of us have been saying this from the very beginning. I think all conservatives and libertarians and even some of the more moderate left outlets are hard to find these days, have been saying the same thing, that this arrest and this indictment of Trump is only going to strengthen him. It's not going to weaken him. A lot of them were saying it was a bad idea and they shouldn't be going after this, especially when you see for this particular instance, the statute of limitation on it was 2 years for the misdemeanor, 5 years for a felony. And we're well beyond that. We're talking about 2015. So we're 8 years into the future, 7, 8 years, depending on what month it happened in the future. So it's going to be curious to see what charges come out today, if they even come out today. Something else that adds a potential wrinkle into the situation is that the judge, Manhattan judge, supposedly on Monday is going to order a gag on Donald Trump. So the legal team is preparing for the New York judge to slap him with a gag order. The Daily Mail is who reported this a day before the arrest. On Monday, Donald Trump will be making his way to New York from Mar-a-Lago. He's going to obviously surrender himself peacefully. As you heard there, they don't think it's a good idea to put him in bracelets. I've been saying I think that's what Braggs wants because it's a photo op and it's good for him. He doesn't care about what's good for the country. He cares about what's good for him. And as far as the mugshot goes, I've been saying to you that they're going to want to show a mugshot because that shows their radical base that, hey, we finally got this guy. Here he is. He has been arrested. He's wearing bracelets. He's taking his mugshot. We got him. And that's all that matters to them. Regardless of whether this sticks or it does not, that's all that matters. So they seem to be a little bit nervous about it. I think that's exactly what they're going for, because unless something that we have no idea comes out of left field, everything that we've been hearing that potentially is coming, I think he walks away from this stronger than ever and unscathed. I think that they're way overplaying their hands here. I think people do not like the idea, and I'm talking about all Americans, do not like the idea of attacking a political opponent, especially in an election cycle, going after a former president. I don't think people like that. You know, and I'm talking about everybody, people in general. We're talking about Democrats, libertarians, conservatives, non-party affiliate, whatever you are. I don't think anybody likes that idea because that's a slippery slope that we start going down. You know, we talked about this last week where everybody's going to start prosecuting everybody for every little stupid thing, and it's just going to become a disaster. Honestly, D.C. is already a disaster. Politics are already a disaster. Do we need to add more fuel to that fire? I also saw a report that supposedly they have a brand new witness in the Mar-a-Lago document scandal and some video footage that supposedly is going to be bad news for Trump. From what I was reading on it, it alludes to whoever the person they're talking to is, saying that Trump went through all the documents, knew exactly what was in there, and was trying to cherry pick stuff that he wanted to keep before he returned everything back. Now, again, unless you literally have photographic evidence, if you have videotapes of Trump going through box after box of documents to see what he wants, unless you have that and caught red-handed, I don't think there's really much to talk about here. It's he said, she said. So if you start looking at everything and as a whole, they are doing everything in their power to make sure that this man cannot be reelected. They know how dangerous he is. If they are as scared as they are, you have to think, one would naturally assume common sense, that they know this upcoming election, they're going to lose, at least to Donald Trump. So you would think that they're trying to do everything and anything in their power to stop him from running because they ultimately believe they will lose in 2024. That's what you would think. That's what I would think. But I got to be honest with you, it only makes my case stronger when they say it out loud themselves. So here's Sleepy Creepy telling you himself about Donald Trump.
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
They are scared to death. No longer a theory. There he is, the head idiot, the lead moron. Told you himself in his own words, they're going to make sure that he cannot be president again. From his mouth, not mine. Of course, you've heard it from me. It's not like I've been shy about saying that. You've definitely heard it from me. But that is from right straight from the horse's mouth. There it is. One thing that I can tell you, and I certainly do not want you to be surprised, is these attacks are not going to stop. If you're hoping that, oh, okay, the document scandal goes away and everything up there in Manhattan goes away and that's it. No, that's not it. It's not going to stop. Election is November of 2024. We are in April of 2023. This will continue for the next 2 years. I mean, and beyond. If he wins the presidency, it will not stop. It may not even stop after if he wins his four-year term. Even after that, they will still continue to go after him, at least for a short period of time, because there is a sickness with these people. These people have, and on all accounts, when they say Trump derangement syndrome, they got it. They have to get this man. What's that old-fashioned saying, show me the man and I'll show you the crime? They're going to go after him until the end. So don't think this is stopping anytime soon. We have to watch and see how these things play out and just keep a record of everything, because everything that they have attempted to take this man down with has failed up to this point. I expect it to continue. I expect our winning streak to continue with that. It has shown, at least to me, when you have somebody like that that the left is going after, and time after time after time, it fails and blows up in their face. That just says to me, no matter what they're accusing him of here, it's all lies. Because you haven't got him yet. If he actually did something wrong, you would have already gotten him. They wouldn't have missed that opportunity. There's no way they would let it go by if they legitimately had something to put him in jail for. They have not gotten one yet. They're trying to get anything, and they're just persecuting this poor bastard. So I'm more prone to believe Trump, that he is going to be free and clear, but we have to watch and see. You know, I don't have a whole lot of faith in our justice system. I definitely don't have any faith in our politicians up in D.C., maybe a few people here and there that I think are honest and are trying and doing a good job. The system is damaged. The system needs to be redone and fixed, cleaned up, so that it functions as it was meant to function. All right, and moving on from Trump, because that's all you're going to be hearing about anyways. Not necessarily from me, but in mainstream media. And if I want to talk about what's most popular, you may hear a little bit more, but we'll wait and see what happens tomorrow. And if something happens, obviously, we'll talk about it Wednesday morning. Dylan Mulvaney. Yeah, what? Let me start off with an apology. I don't drink beer personally. If I ever did have a drink, it would be a glass of red wine, or I'm a Scotch man. And with that being said, I probably haven't drank any alcohol in a couple years or so, maybe even more. just because, yeah, I just haven't been in the mood, so I don't really care. Not to mention, even when I did drink, I'd have one drink here, one drink there at best. Not a big drinker. In my youth, I drank more. As I've gotten older, you know, I guess you get a little wiser, and you know, drinking at the end of the day, you don't feel so great the next day. So my guilty pleasure generally is eating, which is why I'm spherical. But I apologize to all you beer drinkers, especially all of you Budweiser fans, Anheuser-Busch. It's amazing. The new face of Bud Light, with his picture on there and its blue shining glory, is Dylan Mulvaney. I don't know why they chose to go this direction, but I guess Anheuser-Busch has gone woke, and to celebrate Dylan's 365th day of mental insanity, they decided to put his face on the side of the can. So as you're chugging your Bud Light, you can have a guy who is pretending to be a little girl on the side of your Budweiser can of beer. Don't ask me. It doesn't even, on all accounts, it doesn't even make sense. I mean, it literally, Budweiser, I don't know who in their ad department thought that was a good idea. I honestly don't. Yeah, I mean, it's just, there is no association between the beer and the weirdo. I don't even know how we're getting to that point, but apparently somebody in Anheuser-Busch thought that, hey, this would be a great idea. I am curious to see what is about to happen to Budweiser if they're about to lose a whole lot of money, because I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that people that are trying to party and have a good time, they don't want politics in their beer. You know, it's like how they ruined sports, where you put politics in sports and they're ruining the movie industry because everything's political and has an agenda in the movie industry. Now you want to start doing it with food. They already pissed everybody off when you had to take everybody of any type of color off of any type of advertisement on any type of food, because God forbid, you know, you had Aunt Jemima on there, which everybody loved the pancakes. There was no problem with the pancakes before. Quick and easy pancakes for mom to make for the kids. Everybody loved them. And now the Pearl Mill Company, or whatever the hell they call it, nobody's buying it anymore. Everybody's buying a Walmart brand. I'll tell you one thing, at least down here in South Florida, I know that's a fact, because it was harder to get Aunt Jemima, and now Pearl Mill is stacked on the shelves in the store. But if you look at all the other brands are hard to get. So I think everybody has taken a liking to, hey, you know what? We don't need you. They took the Indian, there's a Native American Indian on Land O'Lakes butter. So they ruined that one. But just as people, they don't want politics. We don't want politics and everything. Now, I know that's what I do. I get it. That's what I talk about. But I'm not a food product. I'm not entertainment. You know, I am a specific genre that, if that's what people are looking for, if they're a connoisseur of it, they know where to find people like myself. And that's what they are looking for. I'm not a pancake. I'm not a beer can. I mean, nobody wants that crap on there. We're not watching football, and in between, you got to listen to the commentators talk about politics. No one cares about politics. They just want to watch the game. You got the mouse up in Orlando there. You got him throwing every political thing that possibly could be in every movie now. There's an agenda in every movie. Nobody wants to see that crap. They just want to be entertained. See, people go to these places to be entertained so they don't have to think about politics. Now that you've injected politics into it, that's why your companies are laying thousands upon thousands of people off, and you're not making the money you used to make because you're not so great anymore. And nobody's interested because they're going to go, you know what? I don't want a lesson while I'm watching a movie. I don't need to be told something while I'm watching. I just want to see something entertaining. But, you know, hey, this is how corporations are. So is it a big surprise that Budweiser put Dylan? Maybe a little bit. But at the end of the day, kind of falls in line with everything else now. Every company is either picking a side or injecting their 2 cents into this and having to do some ridiculous move like this. So all you Budweiser people, all you guys going out there and reaching for your Bud Light, now you get to look at a grown man who plays pretend little girl on the side of your beer can. Exciting. I mean, I'm sure makes the beer so much tastier. This is wonderful. It's amazing. China's pursuit for dominance only continues. I tweeted out a report that Taiwan is now doing more military drills, getting ready for the invasion of China. That's the sum up of the article, is that they are preparing themselves and they are getting ready for the invasion of China because they know it is coming. And what is the United States going to do about it? Not much. Japan now is breaking ties with its U.S. allies, and it's buying oil from Russia at prices above cap. So that's a bad sign. China is really making their assault. They're going for it. Trust me, they are going for the gold here. They're not slowing down, and they have lots of companies that are willing to jump on the ship, because you know what they see? They see a weak, broken America, and they see a strong China rising, and a lot of people, they want to be on the winning side. So when they're playing the odds and they're looking at us and them, it's a sad day when they think that China is the one that's going to be winning. So Taiwan's military is bolstering its preparation for the possible future war with China by planning an unprecedented military drill at a civilian airport, this coming July. This is what CNA, the official central news agency, reported. So they're getting ready. They know that it's a matter of time. We knew it was a matter of time. Most people were predicting by 2025, China would be ready to go in and take over Taiwan. I personally don't think they're going to wait till 2025, because what happens in 2025? Presidency changes. If Joe Biden loses and a Republican or a conservative gets in the White House, specifically if Trump was to get in the White House, if he ends up being the nominee and gets in there, China knows what time it is. They know that all this tomfoolery and foolishness that they've been doing for the past 4 years is coming to an end, because Trump's going to go in there and put his foot down. So I personally think they're going to want to be ahead of that, and they want to go in there when the guy with one marble rolling around, bouncing around upstairs, is still the president. It makes it a whole lot easier. They have no worry that he's going to do anything to disrupt what they're doing. Nothing. Joe Biden's too in bed with China. Joe Biden is weak. America is weak. China knows it. So me personally, if I was the leader of China, I'd go in when you're weak. I wouldn't go in when you're your strongest. I'd go in right now, which is why you see everything that's happening right now. They know they're on a ticking clock here, and they got to get everything done. And they're going to do what they want to do while we are as weak as we are. Some positive news that apparently people are paying attention to what type of a threat China truly is to us right now is, if you want to hurt a big country like that, just like us, the best way anymore, it's not with bombs and bullets. Right now, it's economics. You want to hurt their economy. You want to hurt them financially. If you hurt them financially and cripple them financially, they can't make the moves that they're moving. So they had a survey come out. The survey asked respondents, would you be willing to stop purchasing Chinese products as a means to help counter the aggressive actions of the Chinese Communist Party and lessen America's dependence on Chinese manufacturing? What percent of people do you think actually said yes, they would have no problem basically buying either American or products made in a different country? That's why I said there's going to be some good news now. So with me saying that, you would assume it's going to be pretty high. I would like to say I would have hoped it to be higher, but when I give you the number here in just a millisecond, you will understand it kind of makes sense with our political breakout right now. 78.7% of people said yes, they would be willing to stop purchasing Chinese products, compared to 10% who said that they are not willing and 11.4% who remain unsure. I got to wonder, the fact that 78.7% of people said yes, and only 10% said no, that's big. I don't know what 10% it is. It doesn't really break out as far as Republicans or Democrats or anything of that. This is just a generalized question. But the fact that basically, if you want to just round up, we're only a digit off here, 80% of people would be willing to stop buying Chinese products to weaken their economy because they are realizing they are a threat, that's a good sign. When you have 80% of America realizing China is the bad guy, that's a good sign. So let's put this into action. Okay, let's start buying American again. You know, I was talking, me and my wife were talking, we were watching a movie. Oh, God, I'm trying to think of the movie. It's a movie with Bette Davis. I'm a big old movie buff, me and my wife are. I forget the name of it, and if any of you are big old movie fans, you'll know exactly. She's got a brain tumor in the movie. I'm not going to tell you the end in case you ever want to watch it. It's a pretty good movie. Anyway, she's got a brain tumor in the movie. She was wearing a hat. It's an old hat. And I remember, these movies are from the 30s and 40s. But anyways, the hat looks like a Hershey's Kiss, more or less. And it's got little mirrors all over it, yeah, even on the rim. It's got these little mirrors. And as she's moving, you know, the mirrors are catching the light and while they're filming, and it's reflecting the light. And I said to my wife, I go, you know what? Back then, I guarantee you that was an American-made hat. And those were literally hand put on there, little tiny round pieces of mirror that they glued on there, or they somehow put something on the back and stitched them in. However they did it, they put them on there. I said, nowadays, that hat will be a piece of crap hat from China with that little plastic mirror-y, crappy, you know what I'm talking about. Those little circle plasticky that they want to give a mirror reflection on there. And this thing will be made in China for 12 cents. They'd sell it to you for 12 bucks. And there it is. And it was just, things were better back then. I got a, this is way off topic here. I mean, kind of. You know that I'm a fan, if you listen to me, you know I'm a fan of old things. So I love all old things. That's my thing. That's my little thing in life. So I have a stroller, a kid's stroller, that I push my kids around in, and it's a 1940 stroller. And I had it redone, and it's painted, and the wood's redone, and it's, you know, all the chrome was redone on it. A lot of people, if you want to know what it looks like, look, you could Google like lowrider stroller. Like old school lowrider stroller, looks similar. It looks like those, but depending on the model you're looking at. Mine's a single seat. They have double seats, whatever. Anyways, the way that thing is built, it made it. We're in 2023. When I got it, it was in rough shape. I'm not going to lie. It was in rough shape. We had to get redone and cleaned up and a little metal work done on it and got it all cleaned up and make it pretty. But the point is, it made it from 1940 till I got a hold of it in 2015. Okay, when I had my little guys, we were pushing around everybody. I had old ladies and men that would stop me in such a excitement and would sit there and talk with me and my wife and go, you know, I have pictures of me in a stroller just like this one when I was his age. And we loved it. It's amazing, you know. And when it was American-made, because it's an American-made product, it lasted now almost 100 years. Okay, we are 83 years into the future, and that thing has rolled how many children between 83 years past to now? Rolled my kids. It rolled kids, I'm sure, for years before this. How many babies have sat in there? And I can assure you my grandkids will be riding in it the same way. So when it's American-made, although you may spend more money, it's worth it because you're going to get a better product. Everything that comes out of China is just cheap crap. Who wants that? You know, this isn't Back to the Future where Doc's, he's like, ha, no wonder this broke. Look, it's made in China, or it was made in Japan or Taiwan or wherever it was made. And McFly goes, what are you talking about, Doc? All the best stuff comes out of China now. Well, no, this ain't the 80s no more where they maybe were making a little bit funner stuff that lasted. The stuff that comes out of China now is just pure crap. It's just pure crap. Yeah, I long for the days of true craftsmanship anymore. I'd be willing to pay the money to have somebody go hand make me a dining table. I got somebody that's going to do that, but I don't mind paying the money for it because I know it's solid wood. It's paint. It's stained and it's sealed. And if it gets messed up, you sand it down and you paint it and you seal it, or you just reseal it and it's got all the beatings and the bruises on it that give it that authentic look. It's worth it. So to see that 80% of people would be willing to take the financial hit to hurt China, to hurt their economy, to help us, that's pretty excellent in my opinion. The 10% that says no, I can only imagine these must just be, you know, people like Joe Biden and the people up there in the left that love China and envy China and want to be China, because there is really no good reason to say no other than you support the Communist Party over there. Then we get to, and I said I would address this, the 11% that are like, oh, I don't really have an opinion. How do you not have an opinion? Man, you must not pay attention to anything. For the love of God, you must not be paying attention to anything if you're just neutral. I don't really have an opinion. I don't care if it's from here. I don't care if it's from here. I don't care where it's from. Oh, okay, good. That's good. And yeah, you are the person that while World War III has already started, you're going to go, we're in a war? I didn't know there was a war. Who are we in war with? Yeah. I don't know what's up with the 11%, but I guess it is. Some people just do not pay attention. But like I said, that was, to me, some good news to see that you have that many people that are willing to step up to the plate to help the country. Layoffs. Layoffs continue. Disney just started to lay off an additional 7,000 people, and they're going to say it's restructuring, and they're going to give you all the song and dance. The fact of the matter is their stock continues to, it's not in free fall. It has stabilized somewhat, but does downward trend. It's volatile. It goes down. It goes up. But they just laid off 7,000 people. Well, developing right now, McDonald's shuts U.S. offices and prepares for layoffs. Okay, during the week of April 3, we will be communicating key decisions related to roles and staffing levels across the organization, McDonald's said in an internal email viewed by the Wall Street Journal. McDonald's corporate employees were asked to work from home Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as it makes announcements related to staffing and company restructuring. They don't say how many people are going to be laid off, but I can assure you of one thing. When you hear that McDonald's, think about McDonald's, now McDonald's Global, McDonald's big company, big corporation. I mean, you go buy a McDonald's, they usually, the cars are wrapped around a block. Everybody's going into McDonald's because the prices of today, you can't even go sit down and eat a dinner anymore. You sit down with a family of four, it's $100. You're walking out the door, and it wasn't even a great restaurant. We're talking about Chili's or Fridays or a restaurant that's just average bar food, and you're tipping around $100 after tipping all for four people to eat. Give me a break. So what are people doing? They're hitting a fast food joint. But the problem is fast food joint ain't so cheap no more either. Fast food joint, they're getting pretty expensive. I went by there to pick up chicken nuggets for the kids. And I was looking at the menu before I ordered. And, you know, the chicken nuggets are $5 or $6, whatever it was for the Happy Meal. And then I'm looking at all the other meals. It's $10 a meal. It's $10 before you even start upsizing or king sizing or whatever, before you even get to that point. I mean, it's it's microwaved food. They're like their chefs in the back. This is pre-cooked, preserved, microwaved crap that you're eating for $10-$11 for the meal. Oh, come on, people. Yeah, you think they're laying people off? How many people are willing to pay that? You're getting to a point where you're pricing the lower class out of McDonald's. For God's sakes, when I was younger, McDonald's, I remember they used to run a special, I don't remember what 2 days of the week it was. I don't know if it was Tuesdays and Fridays or Wednesdays and Sundays or whatever day it was. They used to do like the 29 and 39 cent burgers or something, or 29 and 59 cent hamburgers and cheeseburgers. That's a place where you go over there and you get 10 burgers for $2.90. Yeah, that makes sense. They're microwave crap. I get it. Okay. So lower class people, if you ain't got a whole lot of money to spend, or, you know, even average people, you just got to feed a bunch of people. You're going to go pick a bunch of burgers up. But now you're going to walk in there and now it's $10 a meal. The same meal that you've been paying $7 or $6 or $5 for, it's doubled. Oh, please. You know we're doing bad in America when McDonald's has to restructure and lay people off because they're not making the money that they think they should be making. it's getting bad in the United States. All right, let me look. I think that's all I got, actually. I think that's all I have this late Sunday evening, early Monday morning. That's all I got for you. Let's see what happens with Trump. This is going to unfold. It's going to just continue to blow up and blow up. We can't get lost completely in the Trump story. You have to pay attention to China. You have to pay attention to Russia. You got to pay attention to all the moves that are being made there. You have to pay attention to our U.S. dollar. It's about to explode. You got to pay attention to the financial system. Don't buy into the crap that we're going to have a recession or a depression. What we're going to have is a collapse of the U.S. dollar. So don't let them lie and feed you this nonsense that you're about to go through another depression. No, we're about to go through a collapse of the dollar, which none of us have been through, which is why all of us are panicking, because we don't actually have a roadmap of how to deal with this. We're going to have to figure out as we go. So we'll see what happens there. So don't get lost in the Trump thing too much. Definitely pay attention to it, but don't let that be the only story that consumes you, because when you do, that's when they're sliding other things in that you're not paying attention to. Beyond that, I hope you have a wonderful Monday. I know the week just started. If you would, please rate and review me. That's always a great help, especially on Apple. And if you'd like to reach out to me, littlejoecc.com. Go to the contact section, send me a message. I always respond. We will do it again tomorrow.